This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give it to the mouth and a red flag.
Swain Event.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Friday, best day of the week. Our telephone number is 865-200-5503, and we are live, 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. It's good to be back on live radio.
Let's get it.
Thanks, Comcast, for doing your job. Really appreciate that. All right, phone lines are already packed.
Hold on.
Let's get it cracking. Let's get the Swain Event moving this morning. Ben McKee, Charlie Burris. Good morning, individuals.
Good morning, individual. And you're not gonna like this.
Why?
Because you don't like attention. But today is the one and only Jason Swain's birthday. So a big happy birthday.
Fake news.
To Jason Swain.
Fake news. It's not my birthday.
You deserve to be celebrated. You deserve to be praised. So happy birthday.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you. Tom Sekoyak, man, you broke the internet yesterday posting that that media photo from 2000, I don't know what year. Was it 04?
He said
04. 04. So that was back when the Gatorade was in cans, and there's nothing better than Gatorade cans during that.
Yeah, that was the first thing I noticed.
Yeah, I don't know if anything dates those photos more than the Gatorade in a can.
In my earrings, right?
Yeah, well, sure.
Yeah. Earrings and the Gatorade, because I don't wear earrings anymore.
And you don't look... you don't look like you've seen too much at that point, you know. Now you're worn and weathered, but at that point you were fresh-faced.
I know, man.
All I know is Tom bogged down my phone yesterday because my phone definitely started slowing down after I got on Twitter, and all I saw was your face, tweet after tweet after tweet after tweet, and my phone was slowing down last night, and I don't think there's any coincidence to that.
Maybe my face was a virus. Maybe. Maybe I'm the reason why your phone was lagging. Just maybe.
100%.
Let's get to the phones, and let's see who is first here.
We've got Rod first.
Rod, good morning.
Good morning, Jason. How are y'all?
I'm great, man. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Good, man.
I just want to give a good big birthday shout-out to you and Juice Davis, bro. I don't think a lot of people know that you and Juice were, you know, born on the same day.
That's right.
And I also want to give another shout-out about what you was talking about earlier. I love the fact that Pruitt is gangster. Yeah, he's no punk.
No, he's not, man. I like him more after hearing that stuff about Mark Richt, to be honest.
There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
No doubt about it. I want to give a good shout-out. This is the first time ever, I believe, in all season that I haven't seen Vol Twitter actually act the fool, you know, towards the coach or towards the season, because I really feel that they know what's about to happen. I think they really understand the coaches that we have and the way the players have responded to them, you know, and, of course, the workouts, what, you know, Coach Fitz is doing. It's about to get ugly.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of that, Rod. I think it's a combination of fans waiting and seeing and not letting themselves get emotionally high. But I think for the most part, Vol fans do understand that they got themselves a real football staff, a staff that at the end of the day know how to coach the game of football.
Exactly.
They're going to recruit I mean, I've said this on the show many times. I don't have any questions about this staff bringing in players. They're going to do that.
There's no doubt about it. That's why Georgia hates us now.
Yeah,
because Pruitt keeps going down there and stealing their players.
Yeah, they may not be household names when you want them to be household names. What matters is when they're here in their household names.
Exactly.
That's what matters. Now, don't get me wrong. Georgia's recruiting their butt off. I mean, they picked up another 5-star, and that's great. The game has to be played in between the lines. Exactly. You definitely need talent. I trust the coaching staff to evaluate talent and not look at stars. I mean,
amen.
But at the end of the day, we will see. Who has a better team here in about three years when Pruitt has enough time to recruit, Georgia has enough time to recruit, Florida has enough time to recruit. This is what we have to understand. These programs will have good players.
Right.
Because everyone saw Georgia wake up. Georgia had been sleepwalking for decades.
Right.
And they saw Georgia wake up, and now Florida and Tennessee is like, okay, we need to wake up too. So I think everyone's going to have really good players. It's going to come down to the quarterback. It's going to come down to, inspiration and, leadership and just the small things. And I think Pruitt has the staff to be able to get it done, in the East. So it's going to take some time. But I think we're in the right track, right direction.
At least we're not out there like a deer in the head, in the headlights. So I'm good with it.
Exactly, man. I appreciate the phone call, Rod. Thanks for the happy birthday.
Y'all be blessed, man.
Thank you, sir. Let's get to.
We've got Andy and then Justin from Alabama.
All right, Andy. Good morning, individual.
What's up? I got a feeling about this weekend. I think there's going to be a storm come through, and orange and white clouds is just going to come right through, booming over Knoxville. I got a feeling.
I think you're right, Andy. I think you're right. There's a lot of really good players that's going to be here this weekend, and may have a commitment or two. I think you're right. There's some really good players that are.
They can only hope.
There's a lot of good players that folks may know about this year. There may be some good players that folks may not know about this year. I mean, hey, we're going to get some good players in town. I mean, this is part of the recruiting process. You get good players who want it to be known that they're here. They get good players that may not want to know or be known. I remember, was it 13 or 14, one of the two, when Akeem Judd was Ole Miss commit.
I want to say that was 14.
He was in Knoxville and, sneaking around Knoxville. So, I mean, hey. I think you're right, Andy. There's a lot of really good players that's here. We talked to Roman Harrison yesterday, and he said he would be in town. He already committed, but there's a good list of guys that's going to be here that's already committed to help Tennessee recruit the players who are not recruited, so or not committed. So it's going to be a really good weekend of recruits here.
Yeah, I've seen Chris Bogles already down there.
That's your boy. That's your boy, Andy.
You know,
that's your boy right there, and you love you some Chris Bogle.
I'll clear this up. I didn't agree with what the Fox Sports Network did.
I don't even know who that is, Andy.
Well, you don't need to because I ain't even going to go into that. I know the true story of what happened because of John Dunn, but that's another.
Andy, come on, man. This ain't signed. This ain't
yes, John Dunn. Yes.
This ain't
the person we all know. Yes.
Yeah. Who is John Dunn, Andy?
Same person as Joe Doe.
Yeah. Who?
Yes.
This ain't Jerry. Hey, this ain't Andy. This ain't Jerry Springer, man.
There's no need to call anybody out. We,
Warren Burrell. What time is he posting out?
He's supposed to commit today. I'm not sure of the time, Andy. I had to get that time for you.
Okay.
I can get it to you right here.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I don't support
12:30.
A lot of that crap.
12:30, Andy. 12:30.
All righty. I'll be watching.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Andy trying to get stuff started like Jerry Springer in here. Jerry. They getting crazy on Jerry Springer show. Andy trying to start some drama.
Well, what I wonder with Andy, I mean, he's got all these problems with these dudes.
What have we done to stay in Andy's good graces? I'm glad he seems volatile when it comes to his Vols coverage, but we have stayed in his favor.
Andy's using our show to throw shade.
Yeah.
He's going to put us in the middle of it.
And I'm calling out whoever I just mentioned.
Joe Dunn.
Meet me in the ring.
Whatever y'all doing, I can't say it, but stop doing it because it's making me mad.
I heard what you said.
It's like some WWE drama. You want to talk about my team.
Next time, I'm going to get a teardrop tattoo. You better watch out, John Doe.
I saw somebody with a teardrop tattoo yesterday. I immediately left the store I was at.
That's good thinking.
I ain't got time for this today.
Hey, that's called awareness. You don't need a master's degree to know that. That's called street smart.
That's a street degree.
Good job, Ben. You see someone with the teardrop tattoo, you don't make eye contact with him.
As a matter of fact, he had two of them.
Just leave, okay? You just leave. That's just what you do. That's just what you do. Sorry to stereotype you.
Let me remove myself.
Yes, sorry to stereotype you, but I won't need any problems today. Just saying. All right, let's get to we're going down to Huntsville, Alabama. No, we're not.
No, we're not. Justin dropped, so if Justin wants to give his call back in, call us back in.
Womp womp.
See what you did, Andy. See what you did. Andy, come on, man. Well, you ran away.
Scared off Justin.
Justin.
I think what actually happened was Justin was going to call in and give us the key to breaking down Alabama's dynasty. And Nick Saban and Harvey Updike got wind of it and got a hold of him before
they poisoned before Justin.
before we could get off the line.
I know, man.
Man. Yeah.
That's the Alabama mob for you. But I still blame Andy. Should we mediate the situation? Should we be peacemakers? Should we be Dr. Phil?
We should.
Bring both sides in and
have an intervention type.
Yeah, man, come on. Rod said it. We got a new coach. There's no reason to be fighting each other here. Vol Twitter, Vol Nation. Let's at least wait to the first game, all right? We got a couple more weeks of peace. Let's just wait.
Let's at least wait for somebody to fall on their helmet during fall camp.
Yeah, let's love you on each other a little bit here. We don't need Vol Twitter on Vol Twitter hate. We don't need that. Come on, guys. John Doe and Andy, come together. Do I need to play the Coach Former highlight film, Come Together? Do we need to play that? Do we need to play that
right
for you,
now.
Andy? We preach peace and love on this show. Peace and love. Save the ratchetness for 8:45 during for what? You can do it then. Not early in the morning. I mean,
it's too early.
We're starting the show. Andy already hit throwing shade. Shade before breakfast? At least have breakfast first. Come on, Andy. You got to throw some love out.
I was wondering why it was cloudy out this morning.
I mean, he's already throwing shade. First segment. Oh, man. 865-200-5503. Andy is so gangster, man. Calm down, Andy. Tone down the gangster. Be right back. Swain Event.
Hour one of the Swain Event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
It's Christmas in July at Better Mattress. Better Mattress has teamed up with Home Depot, and with select purchases, you can get a free Weber grill or choose a free adjustable base or a free headboard footboard while supplies last. Better Mattress has brands you know like Tempur-Pedic and Sealy, plus the brand I love, the Better Mattress brand, handcrafted in East Tennessee. Go to Better Mattress and get a free adjustable base, free headboard footboard, or free Weber grill while supplies last. Six area locations, bedrmattress.com.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jarrett, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jerry Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerry Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle chicken salad, the chicken tender sandwich, or the kitchen sink burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the kitchen sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, 865-255-03 is our telephone number. Today's lunch special at Dead End Barbecue is the Bacon Wrap Shrimp and Grits. That will be available starting today all the way until the end of the weekend on Sunday.
I went to Dead End on Monday, had me a nice pulled pork sandwich with some banana pudding.
Can't beat it.
It was so good. So good.
You can't beat it. You can't beat it. Nice weekend for maybe barbecuing.
Maybe.
865-255-03. Yesterday, we were not live because Comcast had an outage. And I'll be nice to Comcast. They did a good job of with their customer service. And gave your boy a credit. Wasn't for much, but at least they did that. The person I talked to was nice. It was a great customer service. So I'll be nice, okay? But I was not happy about yesterday. We still did the show. We recorded the show, an abbreviated version of the show. We still had on Roman Harrison. During the show, if you didn't get a chance to listen to the podcast, we talked about how we right now, Tennessee fans in 2018 should look at a three-star recruit right now. Right now. I'm not talking about, you know, last year or, you know, 2 years ago. I'm talking about right now. Right now, because of how college coaches evaluate players who are not day one watching film. Oh, yeah, day one starter. Oh, yeah, contributor. Oh, yeah, committable offer guy. If you have any question, you bring them to camp. When you bring them to camp, you get a chance to coach them. You get a chance to actually, it's like a tryout. If a coach is bringing a player in to try him out and he offers that kid a scholarship and wants that kid to come here to play Tennessee, isn't that more important? Doesn't that carry more weight than just looking at a rating of a kid from a person who's probably never seen the kid in person? I mean, we talked to Roman Harrison yesterday. My first question was, did you camp anywhere? His answer was Tennessee, Georgia, and then he named some smaller schools.
Troy and FAU.
So those were the four programs that saw him. None of the third-party recruiting analysts saw him. Not the rivals, 247, ESPN. No one saw him. When I started hearing about Roman Harrison a couple weeks ago, I searched his name on the internet. He did not have a rivals profile. He did not have a 247 profile. The only thing he had, well, he did have a profile, but he didn't have any stars next to his name. He didn't have a rating. It was just his name. He didn't even have a picture. That's it. And so once Tennessee started to get in position to get his commitment, you started to see a profile that had a rating next to it. And so what fans do, because this is what we've done for over a decade. What we do, we go and we look at a kid and see how he's ranked, and we just, okay, he's good or he's not. Well, it's changed a little bit. Recruiting has shifted just a tad. Where you got to come to camp sometimes to earn an offer. We have players ranked in the top 10 in Tennessee. I'm sorry, top 5 in Tennessee that have to come to camp to get an offer. Now just think about that. Top 5 in the state, but you still have to come to camp to get an offer. So recruiting is changing a little bit.
I like it.
And so you have to change a little bit with the times when you are looking at a player coming in as a commit or a signee. The recruiting rankings, yes, people work hard. Yes, they're going to be right sometimes. But they're not seeing every single player all the time. I think Roman Harrison is that case. We also shared an article. We went over an article. It's probably my favorite article in recruiting. I put it on the show notes yesterday. So if you want to go to the Swain Event app, hit show notes, it's right there. It is an article from J.C. Schubert. And he talks about in detail how to win with three-star talent. And what are you looking for when you see a kid that is a three-star? And he talks about elite measurables, being a quick twitch athlete, and does he love football? Roman Harrison runs a 4.6 flat 40, 6'2", 245 pounds. Again, 4.6 flat 40. There's DBs and receivers ranked in the top 10 that are four stars that don't run a 4.6.
Crazy athletic.
Some of them run 4.7s, but they're four star. Roman Harrison, unrated, 6'2", 240, 4.6 flat 40, 38-inch vertical. If this kid had went to a Nike Sparks combine or camp,
he'd be a four-star.
He would probably be a four-star because they love that. And if I'm a coach, I love that too because we talked about this yesterday, Ben, and you mentioned it. When I hear 4.6 flat 40, when I hear 37.5, 38-inch vertical, one word comes to mind. And that word is, Ben?
Intangibles.
You said it yesterday. It is explosion.
Explosion, yes.
And when I think about explosion off the edge of the line of scrimmage, I think about guys that get off on the snap of the football and get to the quarterback as soon as possible.
That's what made Derek Barnett so good.
Exactly. The reason why some of the analysts like Myles Garrett over Derek Barnett is because Myles Garrett looks pretty. He's taller. He has great intangibles.
He has
great
a more athletic looking frame.
He does. He's athletic. But one thing that Derek Barnett always had on Myles Garrett is elite measurables. And he loves football. He is quick twitch. He's very quick. But that's why Derek Barnett has been more productive than Myles Garrett.
I think there's a definite factor with Myles Garrett. You know, let's be honest here. Derek Barnett has more Super Bowls than Myles Garrett has wins.
Well, Trent Dilfer also has
But
more Super Bowls than Marcus Mariota. I think we would assume that Mariota is a better quarterback than Dilfer.
That's fair. But
I do like it, though.
It was more for the joke.
I know. It was a good one.
But the does he love football, I think, comes in with Myles Garrett. That dude has a lot of interest outside of football. I think he...
Dinosaurs.
He's an eclectic guy, and it makes him an interesting person for sure. But he doesn't love football like Derek Barnett loves football. And that's a real factor, and I think you see that manifest itself on the field. That's very real, and I think, yeah, this article really hits it on the head.
I love this article. In Myles Garrett's defense, there are few people that love football more than Derek Barnett loves football.
He loves it, man.
Loves the
he
work.
He loves it. So before you see a commitment and you make a comment solely based on the stars, I don't care if it's a 4-star or a 3-star. I don't care. Either one. Because recruiting has changed a little bit. Go watch the film. Go find out how many offers a player has. Go see who else wants them. Roman didn't have, a ton of offers. I mean, Michigan State. He did go to Georgia camp. They did not extend the offer just yet. But that will change. He's going to get offers from other big-time programs because now people know who he is. This happened at the end of last year's recruiting cycle when Tennessee went out and brought in a receiver from the state of Georgia. And no one knew who he was. And before you knew it, he was a Florida State signee.
I forgot that kid's name quick.
So just – I'm not saying this kid's going to be great. I'm not saying that you shouldn't question, a player committing. All I'm saying is just pump the brakes on the whole throwing shade just because he's a 3-star when you haven't even watched film. don't take the word of an analyst who has not even seen this player
in person
at all over a coaching staff that made him try out for the team, basically. I mean, let's think about this. Let's think about how silly this sounds. When we break it down, you're going to take the word of an analyst that does not know who this player is because he did not go to any of the showcase camps. He's only been to school camps. So you're taking the word of this person over a staff that worked him out and he had to basically try out for the team. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. Recruiting has shifted a little bit. So, this article is on Swain Event app. I encourage you to go and read it. It is wonderful, and I promise you, you will understand a little bit of why 3-star players that possess these qualities will help you win football games. All 3-stars are not made the same, okay? There's 3-stars that get you beat. There's 3-stars that you build your team on. There's not 85 5-stars available. There's only a few. There's more 3-stars than any other ranking. So your team is going to be comprised of 3-stars mostly. Mm-hmm. But you got to have the right ones. And this article helps you identify which 3-stars are the right ones and which one are the wrong ones. Hope it helps. 865-200-5503, Beat Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Stay with us. Be right back. Swain Event.
Hour one of the Swain Event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. Because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
car insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799. Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
You know what? I'm so disappointed, man, that Comcast dropped the ball yesterday is because, guys, yesterday was National Intern Day. And
what?
Yes. Yesterday was National Intern Day, and we blew an opportunity to have some fun. We did not get a chance to just highlight how special interns are. I mean, Ben, this day was designed for you, right?
Man, it has its own website. Look at that.
We blew a great opportunity here. I mean, it's Comcast's fault.
No comment.
I mean, I've been a handy intern in my day twice as an accountant. And so, shout out to all my interns. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, National man. Intern Day. Yesterday was National Intern Day.
The website's like fancy.
Yeah, we could have.
It's a real deal.
We could have honored.
The interns put in a lot of work, Charlie.
We could have honored Ben.
I mean, I always did. As an intern.
We could have honored you, man.
I know.
Ben and.
Don't you do it.
Huh? What?
Don't you do it. I know what you're doing. Don't lump me in with that sack of potatoes.
Interns are important. Interns are important. Interns are very important, man. I mean, they can put gas in your boat, get coffee for the coaching staff. And,
you want to get on the show?
I mean, they can do a lot of great things for you.
Take the trash out.
Take the trash out. You know? Go get Debbie cakes for you. I mean, I can go for a Debbie cake right now.
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, where's Butch when you need him?
I mean, National Intern Day.
Well, We have a special caller on the line for you, Mr. Jason Swain.
All right, let's hear it. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Daddy.
Oh,
Ari, what's up?
My daughter, Ariana. Thank you, Princess. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad that you are awake. Well, thank you so much. Daddy loves you.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, man.
That was too cute.
I didn't want to drop her, so I put her back on hold. I didn't want to drop your own daughter, so.
So that means I can't say anything bad.
No.
Until she dropped.
Correct. Which she hasn't yet.
Yeah, she's still hanging on, listening.
She's still listening.
We can see that you're listening, Ari.
Sorry, Ari. You got to go.
There we go.
Go eat some breakfast. Oh, that's awesome, man. That's what it's all about. That is my birthday present right there. I'm good, man. I'm good. I don't need anything else. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Swain Event fueled by Dead End Barbecue. We also talked about Florida, those players. It's always something. It's always something.
That one, just to go back and listen to the latter half of the show that we did yesterday, SoundCloud, iTunes.
It's always something. Tay Banks was mad that he bet on the Gators last year, and the Gators cost him money.
I'd be mad too. So he gonna bet on Florida.
So he gonna take it out on the players, and he threatened to shoot the players, and the players decided that they're gonna protect themselves with BB guns and frying pans. Are we even surprised that this went on? I mean, this is Florida we're talking about here. Like, the capital of for what?
We missed the opportunity to talk about the frying pan yesterday. That was my mistake. I had the story open.
How dare you, Charlie?
And I forgot to bring it up. Some guys have rocks, airsoft guns, and a frying pan, apparently.
Rocks? What do you think he's going to be? You know, David? From the Bible?
Going like, to put it in a slingshot? Shoot it at Tay Banks?
What do you think you're going to do with that?
Emory Jones was involved, the quarterback. So I guess if he had a rock, he could probably get some damage.
Drop it in the bucket.
Well, he's a dual threat quarterback, so he probably lacks accuracy.
Yeah, probably it would go right by the guy's head. Just a little too high.
Then it would hit. I guess it was just him. It was like 8-on-1. Wasn't it? No, because he had friends with him.
Yeah, Tay Bang brought group with him.
Tay Bang and friends.
Yeah, Tay Bang and them.
Yeah.
Tay Bang and them versus.
Sounds like a rap group.
The Florida football players.
Tay Bang.
Tay Bang and.
At here, we're going to go bang bang.
I'm sorry, man. I'm not really trying to sign up to go up against a dude named Tay Bang.
No, Tay Bang sounds like a guy that probably had a teardrop tattoo.
Probably. Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, if I'm a Florida football player, I'm probably going to just concentrate on my schoolwork and my workouts. But I will say this, in all seriousness, I'm not going to sit here and act like that you don't have locals and you don't have, you know, students at a university that pick on you and initiate confrontation. And sometimes, most of the time, you try to avoid it because you have more to lose than them. And you try to remove yourself from the situation. And sometimes you're putting in a situation where you got to defend yourself. You have to defend yourself. And I've been in situations, I've seen situations where you either get beat up as a group or you defend yourself as a group. And as a coach, I would rather my guys be a family, defend each other, and fight.
Yep.
In certain situations.
Oh, I agree.
Certain situations. Not all.
Yep.
But certain situations.
You got to stand up and fight for
yourself. Man, y'all got to stand up for each other. This is a family.
Yep.
Y'all got to stand up for each other.
And that wasn't the problem here. The problem here was the two Florida players that decided to bring airsoft guns.
What you laughing at, man?
I'm laughing at your little sip.
My birthday drink.
Your birthday drink.
Yeah, man. I'm
7:40 in the morning.
I'm in my studio.
Hey, I know. I'm not.
Hey, you don't have to drive from here.
Last time I checked, I'm grown.
You are grown.
I mean, last time I checked, I'm grown as hell.
You are a year older today.
I'm grown. I'm thirsty. I mean, that's water. The Swain Event Cup is water.
I don't know why you're making a big deal. You're just drinking apple juice with ice.
Honestly, the...
And a lime, yeah.
Apple juice with lime.
I hate apple juice.
The real sign that you're grown is having alcohol accompanied by water. That's the real sign that you're grown. Because only grown folks do that. If you're, you know, if you're a kid, you're not I don't need water. What am I, water?
No. Yeah, a kid over 21.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 865-255-03. I'm grown, so I mean.
No, what's I don't wrong? Blame you. I'm not judging. I'm not.
Sounds like you are.
No, just laughing.
Because why did you mention the time?
Because it's 7:40 in the morning.
But it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It is indeed.
What the time got to do anything?
It'd be 5 o'clock. I want to say somewhere in like Asia.
What's up, hey. Jakob? What's up, Jakob?
Hey, it's 5 o'clock.
Let me check that.
It's 5 o'clock on the West Coast.
That world clock.
It's 5 a.m.
It is.
Yeah, it's actually 4:40.
It's like 8:40.
It's like 4:42.
8:42.
Close enough. We round up.
8:42 p.m. in Seoul, South Korea. So, you know, move back a couple time zones.
What time is it where Jakob?
Where's he at?
He's 6 hours ahead of us.
In Germany.
So it's like two in the afternoon. Two or three in the afternoon.
Let's see. It is 1:42 p.m. there.
What's up, Jakob? What's up, man?
Still doing a little day drinking.
Toast with your boy.
Relative to Germany. But
Jakob's too worried about making sure Sports Illustrated doesn't accuse him of other things.
I know, right?
Understandable.
He was hot. All right, let's get to Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning, individual.
Good morning, happy individual. Birthday. Good morning.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that.
Three of my favorite people birthdays in July. Mom's was just, we celebrated hers here 19th of July. Kayla's the 25th. And here you are.
Wow.
Today. Got a loaded July.
Yeah, wow, man. Yeah, Jabari Davis's birthday is today.
So we
blow him up. Jump in his timeline. Let him know that we know he's old now. He got gray hair and everything. Let him know. My wife's birthday is actually the same day as your mom's birthday, Turkey Man. How about that? Yeah.
Great people.
July
people.
Babies. Yeah.
That's right. I love that, your daughter. Ain't that special?
That is, man.
When they say daddy, don't they just break your heart and just melt it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just melt it. Yeah, it does. That's special.
That is, man.
Hey, buddy.
You saw me in action before.
I did. And I have. It's awesome, buddy. It's just awesome. I ain't nothing better. I tell you what, I hate Comcast did what they did years ago because I was fired up, ready to rock and roll, especially National Intern Day.
I know, man. Comcast messed it up. We didn't have enough time to talk about Intern Day yesterday.
We just have certain things that we can just absolutely just get plumb giddy about and excited about, and National Intern Day would be one. Ben, he's probably the best intern of all interns.
He's the best.
He is.
Yep.
And then you got Lyle down there picking up helmets and getting them out of the way so people don't fall on them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, pumping gas. It's just a special, special day, and just had to be skipped. And I don't know. Man.
Yeah, I didn't realize how much the Swain event was a routine for so many people. I mean, the messages I got. The text box. Oh, what's going on? The app is down. Yeah, you know, it takes the internet for all that stuff to work. And Comcast had outages in the area, like big time outages. And so we didn't get everything back until like 10:15. How convenient is that? Because our show ends at 10. But those things happen. I will tell you this: there's a backup plan, so that way, if Comcast,
I've seen it as a backup plan. Yeah, always need to have a plan.
Yeah, there's a backup plan now that's in place. So if Comcast wants to get silly and stupid one day, then we'll just roll AT&T, and we have that in place now. So yeah, I thought about getting Ben a present yesterday because it was National Intern Day. I wonder what Nick Saban got Lyle yesterday for National Intern Day. Maybe like a watch or something. Maybe like a size 7.5-8 shoe.
The baby shoes, Butch.
Maybe something like that. Maybe. Because the size 8 shoe are actually cheaper because they're in the youth section. So, you know, you get the Jordans, instead of being $150, they're like $99. So, I mean, Nick Saban can save some money getting Butch Jones some shoes if he gets them in the youth section.
Need to get a T-shirt made. The interns are important, too.
Intern lives matter. Yep. Yeah.
That's right.
Hashtag. Yeah.
That's our people. They are people.
They are people, too.
Butch Jones ruined anything and everything for interns everywhere.
Turkey man, we love you, man. Thanks.
I love you, buddy. Happy birthday.
All right, bro. Man. Thank you. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
I'm disappointed Turkey man didn't sing happy birthday to you in Turkey and Turkey language.
I'm glad he didn't. That would have ruined the birthday. I mean, we just started the birthday about 8 hours ago. Don't ruin it already, Turkey man. Ben, don't give him ideas. He might call back. 865-200-5503.
At least he's not trying to get you in a fight.
I know, man. Andy's trying to get me in a fight, man. He's trying to get me in the middle. Andy's like little brother that talks crap to the other person and then jumps behind big brother. Andy, I can't defend you, man. This is your fight. This is your battle. Can't be using the show to throw shade.
Andy's the friend that every, like, big muscular person has that they're out. And somebody starts picking on him, and Andy was like, well, my friend right here, he'll whoop your butt.
I know.
And the friend is like, what?
Yeah,
I didn't agree to this. Yeah, don't sign me up for that.
Don't sign. Yeah, do not sign me up for that, man. Yeah. Andy, so he's so confrontational, man. So confrontational. You can just hear it in his voice. 865-200-5503, and that crow right there. That crow.
That's a shout out to Andy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Andy's call.
Calling.
This is bird call.
Ka-ka, ka-ka.
Yeah. That's when you know something's about to happen, when you hear that crow.
It's like seeing the Batman logo.
Yeah. Andy's about to put some foods in check. Listen to the crow. Swain and Vin, be right back.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The Shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The Berry Punch and Activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the Pure Recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious.
TK, don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
With the hot weather and humidity comes mosquitoes and other pests. Let Southeast Termite and Pest Control take care of that problem for you. They offer one-time or package treatments that control biting adults as well as larvae. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has been in business since 1971 and is local and family-owned. They offer free estimates and quotes with no obligations. So don't get bit anymore. Go with the pest control company you can trust. Call Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Don't remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
Had to get John Gruden out of there. Attaboy here on the Swain event where we highlight positivity in the world. And I'm going to let you guys go first. What do we have today, gentlemen?
Got an attaboy for Kyle Phillips. It is, of course, watch list season. But the fact, which can be, you know, kind of lame. But the reason that Kyle Phillips is on a watch list is a very good thing, because he is on the Werfel trophy watch list. Yes, I know the trophy is named after Danny Werfel, former Florida quarterback, whatever. But the trophy is given to, this is from their website, the athlete that, quote, best combines exemplary community service and athletic and academic achievement. You don't get put on this watch list unless you have been an athlete and also been great at school and great in the community, and Phillips has been just that. He was named to the SEC Academic Honor Roll in 2015, 2016, and 2017. He's been hard at work in the community around Knoxville. And he's finally getting at least partially recognized for it. Maybe he can go on to win this trophy, and that would be very, very cool. But I love seeing guys in college get recognized for not just being great athletes, but also being great people. That's always a good thing, and something that ultimately you want to see out of everybody that plays college sports.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. Benjamin?
I don't know if this is an attaboy or a for what, so I will let y'all determine which segment it goes on. But North Alabama is getting a baseball team. Once again, the Huntsville Stars disappeared or moved to Biloxi, Mississippi. Now the Mobile Bay Bears are moving to North Alabama. Yes, sir.
What's the mascot again?
For who?
Mobile?
The Bay Bears.
Bay?
Bay, B-A-Y.
Oh.
Bears.
Boy, I thought it was a different type of bay.
There are some funky...
The Bears is bay.
Bears.
This kind of leads into what I'm talking about, because there are some funky baseball team names in baseball right now. You have the New Orleans Baby Cakes, a AAA team.
That's funny.
You have the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, a AA team for the Marlins. And so... Part of North Alabama, the Huntsville-Madison area, getting a new baseball team is that they're having a fan vote for the team name. So fans had a time period to go online and kind of submit their names for the team, and perfect. I guess they dwindled it down to 10. And I can't tell whether the 10 are atrocious or are just pure awesomeness. So I'll let y'all decide. They are the Army Ants, the Comet Jockeys, the Glow Worms, the Lunartics, the Moon Possums, the Puffy Head Bird Legs, the Space Chimps, the Space Sloths, Thunder Sharks, and Trash Pandas.
I gotta go with Space Chimps.
That was my favorite too.
Yeah, because the potential for great logos there is very, very high.
All right, go through the top six again.
Army Ants.
Army Ants.
Comet Jockeys.
Comet Jockeys.
Glow Worms.
Glow Worms.
Yeah.
The Lunartics.
I like Lunartics.
That's pretty good.
The Moon Possums, which North Alabama has a million possums. So that would fit all of this
in reference to Huntsville's NASA outpost,
yes,
I guess.
Kind of.
Yes. Space Rocket Center is there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I think Space Chimps and then the Puffy Head Bird Legs.
I like that one.
I like that one, puffy too, just because of how absurd it is.
Yeah, I like that one, too.
Little did you know, I just...
Imagine being a fan and saying, go Puffy Head Bird Legs.
Yes.
Well, that would be ridiculous. But I just looked up Space Chimps as just a search. There's actually been two movies, Space Chimps and Space Chimps 2, Zartog Strikes Back. That apparently exist.
Yeah, so I ain't feeling Space Chimps.
They might have trademark problems
The Trash Pandas.
I like the Trash Pandas.
That's a good one.
I like the Trash Pandas. I like the Lunartics, though.
I can't remember what the surname is, if it's Madison or if it's North Alabama. I didn't ever see that.
I like Lunartics, man.
And
how
did they come about these names? The fans?
Yeah, I think there's somewhere that fans could go online and they kind of wrote in, kind of their team name, and then now go online and you vote for one of these 10.
And this is actually, it seems like, decently pure, because I think you've seen in the past things like this. When the internet is left to its own devices, they come up with some crazy stuff. Like, wasn't it, there was some, maybe like a military boat or something, and then they put it online for a vote to fans, and the thing that got voted into first place was like Bodie McBoatface. Like something absolutely absurd.
I like it.
It sounds
awesome, right?
You want to get fans involved, you want them to, you know, support you, then you need to involve them. So great PR move by the Huntsville baseball team. Let's try to get to the phones before we take a break.
We've got Vol Nation.
Vol Nation, good morning.
Hey, what's up, family? How y'all
doing?
What's
going on, man? Hey, you got about a minute.
Okay, man. Well, hey, I just wanted to thank you guys for the show and everything, enjoying things. Happy birthday, Swain.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate all you do, man. I wanted you to talk a little bit about the team and the season as far as the talent. I saw an article that mentioned how much talent does Tennessee have. I know you've been kind of talking a little bit about it. I know they talked about how, we got like 2 5-stars, 33 4-stars, and 47 3-stars in this article, and we average 3.40 ranking as far as the ratings per player, mm-hmm. and that's equivalent and compared to South Carolina, Florida, Missouri, maybe a little bit better than Kentucky and Vanderbilt, and how that would impact this season, because we got people like Walt Detula and all these people that in Clemson land that don't see us winning more than 3 games. And I'm so ready for the
three
games, man. They are dogging us out around here. And they said maybe 4, but Tennessee sucks. Pruitt is horrible, and they're going to win about 3 games, and that's about all we're going to talk about Tennessee.
Where is this article?
No, not the article. I'm talking about.
No, I'm talking about the article about the talent.
Oh, that was on 247. There was an article says how much talent does Tennessee have?
Okay, all right. And we'll get to a Vol Nation. We got to run the break. Top of the hour update. Swain Event Hour 2 coming up.